So we are on page Yud Zayin of the Kuntres of Basilagani. We're holding where it says, V'yuvan Zal P'teiris Arav Amagid. Yud Zayin. Bottom of the page. Three lines from the bottom of the page. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Shakol Nir V'dvarei. Okay. So we're talking over here, of course, about Dir B'tachtayinim. What else? And what we learned yesterday was the Rebbe explained regarding the different details that the Friedige Rebbe brings together in the Maimer and the Ois Yud, that Friedige Rebbe is saying that there are two components to Dira B'tachtayinim. There is the fact that you draw the very essence of Hashem, like it is in the case of a person that lives in his private Dira, that the person is just himself there, his very essence, that's where he is. And also that we integrate it into Memala Kalalman, into the reality of the world, that it should be received and felt and sensed within the existence of the world itself. That's why the Friedige Rebbe brings in the Malachim and the Neshamis, which is referring to the various different levels of every single world, that the Gilui has to affect each one of these levels. So the Rebbe connects this all now to an incredible Torah of the Maggid. Let's see inside. Yuvan Zem, we can understand all this. Api Torah Sarab Maggid, based on the word of the Maggid. Amaymer Azal beParsha Sashavua. The Maggid explains Amaymer Azal in the Parsha of the week. This is Parsha Bishalach. So it says Beyam, when the Yidden saw the appearance of Hashem at the water by Kriyas Yamsof, Nidmelem Kebacher. Hashem appeared to them as a young. Hashem appeared to them as a bacher, as a young person. Sinai, then when they again experienced the revelation at Har Sinai, nidmulam kizaken. This time Hashem appears to them like an old man. Right. So that's what by the way, one of the pirushim could be. It says it there in the Medrash itself, in the Hamshach, why it says Anocha avay lekecha asher hoytzisicha meretz Mitzrayim, because since David didn't appear in the same way. So they thought that maybe this is not the same revelation, not the same God, God forbid, that they saw by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So David says, I'm the same one. Move on. So the question is, it says in the Pasuk, you didn't see any form. Hashem has no form. Most definitely, there are no changes in the form of Hashem. One sees this and one sees that. What does this mean? Kan kebacher v'kan kezaken, whether he's young or old, right? On top of the next page. So what is obviously this medrash doesn't mean literally. There's a significance to this. I mean, usually these things are all just a metaphor for explaining some kind of a idea, beruchnius, of what's going on here in the revelation. So what is this a metaphor for? What is this in you? Shleimar, so the Maggid says, Alpi, so this whole paragraph here is the Torah of the Maggid. Shleimar, we can say, Alpi Moshel Ha'av, a Moshel of a father, Ha'oyev es benoi, that has a love for his child, as a result of the great love that the father has for his child, Sheyesh Lo Livnoi, Nechkeko Lo Ha'av, Tzuras HaBen, the picture, the face of the child is engraved in the father's mind, as he sees the child standing in front of him. Right, he wakes up in the morning, he sees his child, and he has a love for his child, and that picture, that face of his child is engraved in his head. Wherever he goes on his day, he has that the image of his child engraved in him, and he's thinking about his child. So when his child is still a cotton, so the image of the child is there in the engraved in the father's thought, tzuras cotton, in the image of a child which is a cotton. Okay, shehu gadol, and when the child is older and the face of the child matures and the child is not the same face as a young baby or any other age. So now the father has engraved in his mind the child as he is at an older age. So this is the mashal. So you have two details in this mashal, if you pay attention here, which the Rebbe will talk about. One is the deep connection between father and child, and the connection is described as something which is engraved. the child is engraved in the father, right? So we're not only talking about, in other places it talks about, the idea of the source of the child, before the child is born. Al Tareb and Tanya, that the source of the connection of Yidin to Hashem is because they come from Hashem, Hashem's Machshava, which is what Al Tareb talks about in Perik Beis of Tanya, or in Perik Lamed Beis, where Al Tareb talks about the source of all Neshamas, and therefore there's the Achdus, because in the source we all come from the same place. This part of the Magid is speaking about a different thing. It's speaking about the Yidin after they are born, so to speak, after they are created in this world, and the Neshamas enter into this world, and the neshama is here, does its aveda independently, so to speak, in this world. That existence of the neshama after it's born becomes engraved in the father's mind. It is etched in the father's mind. There's this very, very special connection and relationship between father and child. That's one point. Now, the other point is that it's something that changes. That image of the child in the father's mind changes. When it's a baby, the father has that image of his beautiful baby. Whether when the child becomes a boy, a nice boy, and then a bar mitzvah bacher, and then older and older, and that's the image that the father has in his mind. So the various achievements and maturity of the child is also engraved in the father. In other words, you might think that this deep relationship is that the essence of the child is connected to the essence of the father. So the Magid is saying it's not just about the essence, the individual level that the child is on, the individual level of maturity that he's on at this point in life is also very deeply connected to the father and is engraved in the father's mind. Let's continue inside. We're at page Yudches, four lines from the top. So now, so what's the nimshal of all this? How does this apply to our relationship to Hashem? So now this is known, Ki Yisrael, all of Machshav. Chazal tell us that Yidden enter into Hashem's mind. Pirish, meaning, Shehem tomid nech kokim b'machshav al yayna. Pshadav, the Magid says in this is, that Yidden are always engraved in Hashem's supernal thought. K'moisha ben chokok b'machshav esav. Just as we described, as the image of a child is engraved in the father's mind. So this is not the usual pshat as that it says in Yisrael Olav Machshava. Usually Yisrael Olav Machshava refers to the source of Yidden, before they're born, before they come into the world. But the Magid is saying this refers to the Yidden even after they're here in this world, that everything the Yidden do, every level that the Yidden are on, is all etched into Kaviyachal, the Eibishter's Machshava. So now, behine kesha ben miskasha b'maisov, when the child becomes more, how would I say, miskasher? He becomes more
connected.
That word is not connected, huh? More roy, more fitting, more befitting, and more, Have a better word. The child improves and becomes more befitting in his actions. V'toyv be'enei yoviv, and he's the father sees him more in a favorable way. Right, he's bringing nachas to his father. Hamaisim shaloi. Again, let's read this again. V'toiv be'enei aviv hamaisim shaloi, and it's more favorable in his eyes the actions of his child. So kach uchokuk machsheves aviv. That is what gets engraved in the father's mind. Ukishachas v'shalom lahepech. When God forbid, it's the opposite. When a child is not doing what he should be. Hachakike gam ken kach. That level and that conduct of the child is also engraved in the father's mind. The concern and the connection of a parent to a child is so strong, whether in the positive or the negative, it's all engraved. The father is thinking about it constantly. This is connected to a pasuk where it says, Imrochatz havayes tzoyas benois tzion. Hashem, kaviyochel, is washing the dirt from the daughters of Tzion, which refers to Yidden. Kaviyachal, what this means is, based on the vart of the Magid, now the Magid says an unbelievable pshare. Shashem Yisbarach rochatz es atzmai. Hashem Yisbarach washes himself mitzoyas benois tzion from the dirt of the daughters of tzion, from the negative conduct of Yidden. Why is that? Why is Hashem washing himself? Lefi shehoyu chakukim b'machshavtei kaviyachal. Because whatever the Yidden are doing in this world becomes connected and engraved in Hashem's being, in Hashem's machshava. So the Eibishter has to kaviyachal wash himself off from this. Hine yedua, so not to bringing this back to explaining the Medrash, where it says that by Mitzrayim that Hashem appeared to the Yidden as a bochor, and then by Sinai Hashem appeared to the Yidden as a zokin, That's what the Medrash says. So what's the meaning of this? Hine yedua, so now it's known, shekeshe yotzi Yisrael me Mitzrayim, when Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, hoyu ke'ubar hanishmat mirechem imay. They were compared to a baby coming out, being born from the mother's womb. Okay, yedua, it's well known, based on the psukim in Yecheskel, shegolos nimshel le'ibur, exile is compared to a pregnancy, u'geula nimshel le'leida. And then the redemption, the geula, is compared to a birth. So when the Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, they were a newborn baby. They just left. The redemption is the birth of Klal Yisrael. U'kishabau alayam, and then 7 days later, when they arrived to the Yamsuf, hoyu kinash gamlasa yimay, they were like a baby that has just weaned off nursing from the mother. Yeah? Get it? Yeah, so that was only 7 days later, even though a baby takes longer to wean off from nursing from the mother, but 7 days later the Yidin were on that level. Vahayabem ktsas dibur, they had a bit of the ability to speak. We're talking here, of course, on the spiritual level. This is the spiritual birth of Klal Yisrael. Avaloi bishleimus, but not fully. Vzesoid, this is the secret of the idea. Shalayhoyu yuchaylam leimar shirem yatzmam. The Yidin at that one page yudches. At that point, the Yidden could not say Shira on their own. As the Gemara describes, Moshe Rabbeinu began saying Shira, and then when Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever he said, the Yidden responded after him. There are various opinions in the Gemara exactly how that worked, but the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu said and the Yidden responded, because they were only like a baby that has just weaned off from the mother, and they spiritually were not on the level to independently say Shira. They couldn't yet speak fully, like a baby. So this is the pshat of why the Medrash says, when they saw the revelation of Hashem, Hashem appeared to them like a nar, like a young lad, or the expression the Medrash uses, bocher, young. So the pshat of this is, kasher hoy Yisrael be'esahu, the level that Yidden themselves were on at that time. This level Yidden are on is engraved into the Eibishter's thought, and therefore they see Hashem's form also. Gam ken kenar bacher. Right. So nidme again, nidme b'machshav al yoinu tzurasam gam ken kenar bacher. So the stage and level of the Yidden that Yidden are on is engraved in Hashem, and that's reflected back to them. So the Yidden are poil a mile, and that's what they're seeing. They're seeing their level in Hashem, that they are only kinar. Then, v'chashabo l'morah, when the Yidden arrived tomorrow, so what does it say? They came to Morah and the water was bitter. So the water that was bitter in Morah was also a reflection of the fact that the Yidden were not yet fully matured. There was a certain level of bitterness, so to speak. The Yidden were not fully matured in their Avedis Hashem. Nimtukusham, but however, the water was sweetened there, which shows on the Yidden progressing forward and getting to a greater, closer to Matan Torah. The water was sweetened there. V'zeo pidish ki marim hay. When it says there, and they were bitter, so the simple pshat it refers to the water, but it says hay, referring to the Yidden. Ratzalayma Yisrael hoyo adayim marim. The Yidden was still bitter. There was a distance between the Yidden and Hashem, between Yidden and Matan Torah, they weren't fully matured yet. The Nimtu Kusham, but that was a place that they were able to sweeten. They came closer to Hashem. And then the Kishabo al Har Sinai, when the Yidden finally arrived to Har Sinai, Hoyom Asigim Kvar Chochmilo. Then they were fully matured. They were already on the fully. They were much more mature. They were on a level where they were able to comprehend Chochmilo. V'Hoyi was beside Zokin. Then the Yidden were on a level of a Zokin, which simply means an old man, but the pshat of Zokin, the Gemara says, is Zeh Shekona Chochma, one that has acquired wisdom. So Vizeo, and this is why the Medrash says, B'sinai Nidmolam Kizokin. At Matan Torah, the Hashem appears to the Yidden, reflecting the level that Yidden are on, which is engraved in Hashem himself, so Hashem appears to them as a Zokin. Ratzalayma Mitzurasam, from the form of the level that Yidden are on, Nechkeka. B'machshav al yayin, it's now engraved in Hashem's thought, b'tzura zokein, the form of an old man, k'derech haben, just like by the case of a child physically in this world, hanechkak b'machshav es av, which is engraved in the father's thought, k'fi gudulas yishleimusay, based on the level of growth or the level of maturity of the child. At kan Teiras HaMagid. This is the conclusion of the Vart of the Magid. So we see here in this Teir of the Magid how powerful the relationship is between Yidden and Hashem. Yeah, it's both in the positive and in the negative as well. As they point out over here in Aura 42, when the Rebbe was talking about this point, that Hashem has to wash off the tzoya, the dirt that comes from Bnei's Tzion, and he's Kaviyoch washing himself off. It affects Hashem himself so deeply, the Rebbe was saying it, choking from and holding back crying. Yeah.
But none of this is obviously not Shinuyim and Hashem.
No, it's not considered to be Shinuyim. Okay, that's for a different time to explain how that works. But it is Aniya Vaya Loishanisi. Completely Loishanisi. But at the same time, though, this is the deep connection between Yidden and Hashem. That whatever the Yidden do, whatever level the Yidden are on, is engraved or etched into the Eibishter's existence. When we then move on, so now what do we understand? What can we see from this Torah of the Magid? Understand here, Shalafi Ashinuyim Ba'oifan Han Hogalamata, whatever changes happen in the conduct of Yidden here below, Me'ha'oifan Ayyayisir Tachtain, including anything that a Yid does on the lowest level, even when a Yid, God forbid, sins. Shatzarech Liyisiroya Rachat Savayas Tsayas Benaisiyim. Shem has to wash off the dirt that comes from the Yidden, V'ad Lo'ifan Ayyayisin Naila, and then on the opposite extreme. Yidden that are on the highest level serving Hashem and growing in maturity, like it describes when they came to Matan Torah, that they finally came to a point where they acquired wisdom. Shebnei Yisrael heim loy rakinari kebacher. When Yidden are not only like a young lad or a bacher or a teenager, el kezakein, Yidden mature to be on a level of a zakein. Nasas gam hamshachas elakus mul mailo lamata. The relation and the revelation from Hashem, from above to below, is also baifin kezeh. Is corresponding to the level that Yidden are on. So this again tells us and shows us the point of this whole Maimer, the significance and how powerful our Aveda here in this world is. But whatever a Yid does here below gets engraved in the essence of Hashem, and that's the kind of revelation that is then revealed from above to below. Hainu, meaning Shaham Shachi hi mipchina shanira kezokin. The Ham Shachi is either from a level where Hashem appears as a zokin, that revelation reflecting our avayda, oy mipchina shanira kebacher, or the revelation is only Hashem as being young, reflecting our avayda on that level. Va'ad laham Shachi mipchina shetzarich lirchis etzatzme kaviyachol. Then you have a revelation where Hashem is revealed and the. By this idea that Hashem has to wash off the dirt that there is, right? There are times where Hashem is also communicating and revealing himself, but it comes out in Hashem disciplining us, and Hashem having to wash off the dirt that there is. So that's one point that we see here in the Magid. Another detail is, Omnom bein yin zeh, regarding this idea that what we do below is reflected in the revelation from above. The Magid adds in his words, Lashon, an expression, a very powerful term that pierces through all levels and is going all the way to the highest level. What is that? Because the Magid says, the changes of a person's conduct here below in this world are engraved in Hashem's thought. So the Magid uses specifically this term of chakika, that it's engraved. What's the significance of that term? Hare yedua, it's well known, she'inyin ha-chakika, the idea of engraving is, u'ba'ofen she'tzura se'inyin she'michotz, whatever form there is, or letters, or shapes that there is, from the outside, heimenu, outside of anything that you're engraving in, nachkekes ba'gufa, it becomes engraved in it itself. You engrave, it becomes part of that very existence. Right, so you have taken ink and placing it on paper, even if it becomes very united as one. You can't remove the ink from the paper, but it's still two entities. There's the ink and there's the paper. Engraving is, it becomes part of the stone itself that you engrave in. So hainu, so the nimshal of that over here is, batzmusei muhusi yisbarach. The connection, the effect of the Yidden's Aveda above reaches to the very essence of Hashem. It's not on any levels which is outside of the essence, which would be compared to ink on paper, where there's still two entities. But it becomes engraved. It becomes engraved in the very essence of Hashem. Shaboy nechkokim kaveyachol kol hashinuyim anal. All the changes that Yidden cause, lamailo, that they reach with their avayda, kaveyachol, it reaches to the very essence of Hashem. Liyes nirekabacher, a kizakin, that the Eibishter appears as young or old. So when we say that Hashem appears as young or old, it refers to the very essence of Hashem. It reaches all the way to the very essence of Hashem. So this is the connection back to the point that we spoke about before. The effect of Yidden's Aveda. Whatever a Yid does reaches the very essence of Hashem. And then, as a result, when there's a Gilui, when Hashem reveals Himself, He appears on various levels. So these are two points that connect to what we learned before. So based on this, we can understand what is explained in the Maimer. Through the Aveda of Ayid below, the value, the power of Aveda of Ayid here below is in two areas. Two things are accomplished. In Yana Aleph, the first point we spoke about was that the glory of Hashem that's removed, that's higher, of the existence of all the worlds becomes connected and comes down b'kula alman in all of the worlds. Which is amshacha sa'arshu b'kula alman b'shava, drawing down a level which is equal in all worlds. V'at shanasa dira loyiz barach b'tachtayinim. We bring a dwelling for Him, for the essence of Hashem here below, dira latzmusay, which is a dwelling for the very essence of Hashem. Shezehu mitzad hachakike b'atzm sumuhos. So this is also hinted over here. This is the detail in the Vart of the Maggid, that what Ayid does below reaches the very essence of Hashem. The concept of Chakike. That's one inyan. Inyan Abayz. But then there's the second point that the Maggid is saying. Hamshocha sa'ir ba'ifim shal shtal shalos. As the Rebbe explained, for the completion of Dira b'tachtayim, it's not enough to draw from the essence, but that has to be integrated onto all the levels that it's being revealed in. That it should be revealed and received within the level of that world that it is on. So that's the second point that you see here in the Maggid. Again, that it comes to each one of the neshamas on their level and to the malachim on their level. Va'ad l'knesses Yisrael, and also to Yidden, kefi shehi pzura v'roya beganim shel acherim. The Yidden that are scattered around and are grazing in gardens of strangers. So the level of the revelation of Atzmos comes down and reaches and is received by everybody on their level. Shezehu mipnei, and this you see here in the Vart of the Maggid, sheba Atzmos amohos nechkokim kol prote yashinoyim. The details of the various levels that there are in a Yid's Aveda, that is what's etched into the very essence of Hashem. Which means that the revelation of the essence of Hashem corresponds and relates to the individual level that you're on. It's a big chiddush here, because it's mamish like two with combining two opposites. If you talk about a yid reaching the very essence of Hashem, when you reach the very essence of Hashem, over there everybody is the same. The various different levels of Aveda of Yidden, the details and the chilukim don't exist over there. It's all the very essence of Hashem. But the Maggid is saying two things at the same time. On one hand, he uses the term chakika, which implies that we're referring to the very essence of Hashem. But at the same time, he's saying that the individual level that Yidden are on at that time, or the individual level that one person is on at that time, is also nechkak. The chakika is not just the general love and connection between Yidden of Hashem and Hashem, but the individual level that Yidden are on is also significant here. Because that relationship is not just a general giloy that overwhelms and reaches everybody equally. That relationship and that revelation that reflects our Aveda relates and corresponds to the individual level that we're on. That's the second detail. That's the hashlama of the dirbet tachtainim, that the revelation of the essence comes into the details of every level, of every place. All the details of the hanhaga that a yid is on below, that is how the revelation of Atzmos comes out. Shelachein, and therefore, yechayla ha-hamshocha leited lamato. The hamshocha goes from level to level and it comes down here below and it relates to each level. That's the point. It relates and connects to each individual level. Ad ladarga kazu, including a level, shabo shayach chas v'shalam in the tzayis b'nai siyan, even relating and connecting to a yid that's found all the way on the lowest level in a place where there's dirt that he has to deal with. And Hashem has to wash him off. In Shalom Hazeh, he's still in a place where there's an opposite side of Lom Hazeh. Shagam Shom, that even there, Yeh Nirgash, Yid should sense his relationship with Hashem. Shazemi and Hashmiini. This is what Hashem says, I want to hear your voice. Ayid says, Hashem wants to hear my voice. Does he know who I am? Does he understand how low I am? And how? But Hashem says, regardless of what level you're on, I want to hear your voice. Because hachakikya ba'etzam mamish. Wherever Ayid is, whatever he does, whatever level he's on, he's connecting, and what he's doing gets engraved in the very essence of Hashem.
Question is, if it's a negative hakika, once it's chakuk, how do you... if you fill it with dirt, no, you can get it out of the dirt. But if it's nechkak, the negative is nechkak, how do you get rid of it?
What the Rebbe is using all of that in the positive sense, though. What the Rebbe is saying correct, but the Rebbe is saying, even when a yid is in a matzav of rachatz b'nois tzion, it becomes chokok because the Eibishter wants to wash it off. In other words, it's the chakikis for the positive purpose that Hashem says, you may be in blot and you may be so dirty, but that matzav gufa is chokok, and therefore, what does a father do when he sees his child in blot? And that image of seeing his child in blot is etched in his mind. What's the thought the father has constantly with him? How am I going to help my child? How am I going to wash off my child? So the point of the chakika in the negative sense is all for the positive, to show how far the love and care of Hashem goes. Even when a yid is found in the lowest matz of Hashem, it's that's etched into him, and he's there to help the yid.
So by Hashem, the chakika can wash it off.
Mm-hmm.
In the mashal, it doesn't follow. Because
why not?
It's chakuk, you have to break the stone. You have to wipe out.
On that sense of the chakika of the stone.
Yeah.
That's not the way you look at that mashal in that prat.
Maybe the shot is that mamish is chakuk. However, when a person does tshuva, when, like I said, Hashem washes it off, or a person does tshuva, that chakika, instead of being a negative, becomes a positive.
Okay, that's correct, absolutely, for sure. But it starts with the Eibishter washing it, which means that we have Asarusa de Le'ela.
Right.
It's etched into Hashem, and therefore the Eibishter is washing, the Eibishter is bringing us to tshuva.
Maybe that's the Lashon Beresha, the
Galav Galifu material.
Galav Galifu. Galav is the general thing, is the Aitzem, and Galifu is the Pratim thing.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.